Strange Adventure.
Inspector Jonathan Hawk was sitting in his rowboat in the middle of the lake, bemoaning his poor fishing luck, when a shout caused him to gaze shoreward.
Inspector, get ashore quick. Miss Holland's been shot.
Sergeant Cassidy stood on the boat landing, waving his arms frantically. Jonathan Hawk hurried his strokes at the oars and was soon alongside the landing.
When was the girl shot?
I don't know, Chief. Must have been last night or early this morning. I went up to the lodge a while ago and Mr. Marner told me about it. I ran down here to call you.
The two men hurried up the trail that led to Sky Lake Lodge. Herbert Marner, the noted artist and owner of the lodge, met them at the door.
Come in, Inspector. I do hope you can help me. It's terrible.
Marner led Jonathan Hawk to the bedroom where Dot Holland, the beautiful model, lay upon the floor, dead. He examined the tiny wound in the girl's right temple. Then, with Cassidy's help, began to search the room for clues. On the nightstand near the bed were a package of cigarettes, an unopened letter, a glass of wine, and the stub of a candle.
Cassidy, guard this room and don't let anyone in. I'll phone the coroner. Come along, Mr. Marner. Let's go to your room while you tell me what you know about Miss Allen. I shall need your help in solving this case.
2 minutes later, Herbert Marner sat at the desk in his room. Across from him, Inspector Jonathan Hawk of the Homicide Bureau watched every nervous action of the artist as he told his story.
I brought Miss Holland and 6 other models here to pose for a painting I was doing called Spring Dance. I finished the painting yesterday, and the girls were to return to the city early this morning.
Aren't you going back to the city?
The young man began twisting the wax of the candle on his desk nervously as he continued.
No, I was going to spend a few days here before going back to my studio. I planned to drive the girls to the bus line, so I wrote some letters and then went to bed quite early.
Hawk noted the stack of envelopes on the desk, each closed with black sealing wax.
What time did you get up?
Oh, I didn't wake up until a few moments ago when the maid found Dorothy's body.
Thank you, Mr. Marner. Thank you for helping me solve the mystery. By your words and actions, you have proven your implication in the murder of Dot Holland.
Inspector Hawk faced the accused man as he sat nervously in his chair.
Mr. Marner, you told me that you had written the letters last night and had just been awakened. Yet in your nervousness, you shaped and twisted the wax of the candle on your desk. This would have been impossible if the candle had not been burning within the last few minutes. Besides your false alibi, here is something else that helps to fasten the guilt on you. The candle in Miss Holland's room was twisted the same way as this one.
This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen to A Matter of Detection, our next tale of
Strange Adventure.